Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 22. And today what I'd like to talk about is refreshing an old hymn. The hymn I'm referring to is that old staple, How Great Thou Art. What a fantastic hymn. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. And then the dramatic chorus then sings, My soul! Brilliantly written hymn. But here's the thing, although it's one of the favourite hymns of our congregations and indeed of people generally, even people that don't go to church like it, nonetheless, sometimes familiarity can breed contempt. And so I felt recently, we did this in Thames Valley Churches of Christ recently on a Sunday, it'd be good to refresh it somehow. And I read the background, as I have before, about the chap who wrote it, who wrote the original lyrics translated by other people. But the original lyric writer had read Psalm 8 and then walked through the countryside where there was a great storm, thunderstorm, followed by a sudden calm. So he'd had this dramatic thunderstorm and then calm experience after reading Psalm 8, and that formed the background to the writing of the hymn. So I thought I should bring this to the congregation. So what we did for this particular occasion is I asked the worship leading team, to hum the first verse, and I told the congregation what was going on. So we just started with humming, and then I talked to the congregation about the background of the song while this was going on and read Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Phrases like that. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? And I read the rest of the psalm and finished just about at the right moment when the verse and chorus that were being hummed ended. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And then, oh Lord, my God, and we all joined in together. I think it really helped the congregation to think afresh about this hymn. And I like reading scripture prior to songs, as long as the scripture is connected with the song and it's directly connected. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it, because it formed the background to the person who wrote the lyrics. So we did that. We did four verses. We did everybody together, verse one, then the women, verse two, everybody in the chorus, the men, verse three, everybody in the chorus. And then the other thing I'd like to share that I enjoy doing with this hymn, not every time or else it gets old, but I did it this recently, is that fourth verse, speed up. Speed up significantly. So if you've been doing it at something like this pace, Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, and so on, then that last verse, which is when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation. I saw this done somewhere years ago and I don't remember who did it, so I can't give credit. I'm sorry, but I've appropriated it for myself. It's just the speeding up. It gets to about this speed. You finish the chorus. How great, great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. About that speed, a real big shift from the tempo of the first three verses and then that last verse. And then you end, of course, with the chorus on that speed, but then the last phrase really slow down. How great thou art. It created a sense of freshness to the song. I think it helped the congregation connect more with the words. It helped to helped us to connect more also with that last verse, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation. I mean, that is the climax of the whole hymn. So that's what we tried. It seemed to go down well. What have you been trying where you are? What have you been doing? What alterations to old hymns have you been doing, as well as learning new ones, hymns, choruses, and songs? I'd love to know. Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. Let me know if this is helpful. And please do me one favor, pass the link on to one other person who you think might benefit from these ideas. I hope the next time you get together with your friends, with your family, with your church, with strangers, when you come together to worship God, I pray that time of corporate worship will be satisfying, enriching, intimate with God, but also effective in connecting together with whoever you are with. And at that time, brings great glory to God and strengthening of your own spirit. Until the next time, God bless.